Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool breeze graces the evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant night, perfect for a quiet stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in a report from Walla just in, security officials warn that the stabilization force entering Gaza could limit the IDF and inadvertently strengthen Hamas. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu is set for a lightning visit to Washington to meet with President Trump. Iran and six regional fronts are on the agenda. Also, earlier today, as reported by Forward, Prime Minister Netanyahu accused New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani of making Jews less safe following a stabbing incident. Separately, I-24 News covers a former Hamas hostage sharing their harrowing story of captivity since October 7th. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reveals a 67-year-old woman was charged with offensive language at the Bondi massacre site over a day ago. From X, the latest, Ayal Yacobi, a commentator, shared insights 39 minutes ago on Trump's remarks on Truth Social. Meanwhile, Belaz News reported 40 minutes ago that U.S. Ambassador Michael Waltz denied any weapons shortage in the U.S. military, blaming previous administrations for reduced stockpiles. In a post from earlier, The Times of Israel highlighted New Yorkers' discourse around moving due to recent political climate changes, with some choosing to relocate to Israel. Let's go deeper, starting with the Gaza Stabilization Force. Walla reports the Israeli cabinet approved granting immunity to the international force entering Gaza. Concerns revolve around the potential for this force to limit Israeli Defense Forces operations. The implication could be a more challenging security landscape for Israel moving forward. Turning to Netanyahu's Washington visit, Israel Hayom Hebrew details that the Prime Minister's trip coincides with the funeral of a Republican senator. Key discussions with President Trump will focus on Iran and regional security challenges. This visit underscores the continuing strategic partnership between Israel and the United States. Meanwhile, in New York, Prime Minister Netanyahu's criticism of Mayor Mamdani comes after a violent incident. According to Forward, Netanyahu believes Mamdani's policies and rhetoric have increased antisemitism. The tension highlights growing concerns over Jewish safety in international cities. Separately, I-24 News covers the account of a former hostage who endured captivity by Hamas. Their story provides a personal perspective on the human cost of the ongoing conflict. Such narratives are essential for understanding the broader impact on individuals. Finally, in a story from Bondi, the Australian Jewish News reports on a troubling incident of anti-Semitic abuse. The charged woman allegedly used offensive language at a massacre site. This case illustrates ongoing challenges in addressing hate speech worldwide. On the economic front. First, CTEC warns that U.S. sanctions against Moonshot AI could affect planned safety talks with China. This development could stall efforts to regulate AI technologies globally, impacting international tech collaborations. Separately, Walla Business reports a decline in Israel's academic standing, dropping to below the OECD average. The chief economist's office highlighted this in a recent review, raising concerns about the future of Israel's educational competitiveness. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the State Employees Club's shift from Isracard to Cal. This move, amid growing credit card competition, aims to enhance consumer benefits for its members. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.